Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
Did you hear what I just read? Did you hear that magnificent, wonderful, fantastic, he's all kinds of superlatives, beginning to the Gospel of St. Luke? Well, correct me, St. John. This is the great prologue. I mean, if all year, if you just concentrated on this prologue to the Gospel of John, you would do well, because it describes who this little baby is, and it's magnificent. I mean, listen to what he says. The Word was God. All things came into being through him. I'm kind of a visual kind of guy, and I get a visual of circles. And the outer circle is all creation, everything from you and me to the deer, to the aardvark, to the ant. All things only came into being through the Word made flesh through Jesus. The second circle, I see people, all people, especially people that do good, who work for justice, who work for peace. And they may not consciously know Jesus as the Christ, but they're doing God's work. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer called them the anonymous Christians, the ones that do good, but they just don't know who to give credit to. And then there's the inner circle. That's you, baptized into Christ. Consciously, you know who Jesus is. You know who Jesus is for the world. You know who Jesus is for your life. And we have the joy, the gift of that, and the responsibility of sharing that, of growing into that. In him was light and life and light of all people. You know, I like to, my Saturdays especially, do a walk around La Roche University. And they have their slogan there, Ad Lucem Per Amorem. Ad Lucem Per Amorem. To the light through love. And I think about this prologue, this magnificent prologue that John paints for us today. And it said, to all who believe in him, he gave power to become children of God. That's who you are. What do you think happened at baptism? The Holy Spirit was given. And you became power to become God's daughter, God's son. Wow. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are given power from on high. And in his fullness, we have received grace upon grace. I mean, grace doesn't come to us all at once. It comes to us continually. When I heard that, I got a flashback to being at the beach, Bethany Beach. You know, you're standing there, and the waves are coming in, and you're standing there, and you feel the waves on your toes, and the sand shifting there. And one wave comes in, and then it goes out. Then another wave comes in, and it continues. That's God's grace comes to us new every single day, every single way. This is something that is just wonderful and mind-blowing. And it helps us know who this baby is, who we are. I mean, you look at the baby, and it looks like a baby, right? But he's also God. He is a baby. He's also God. You are you, and you got your warts and all like me, you know. But you're also royal. You're a child of God. You have the glory of God given to you through Christ and through the Holy Spirit. And we are called to live that out. And so, Happy New Year. Happy second Sunday of Christmas. And a few days from now, Happy Epiphany. Because we know the true January 6th. That's when the wise men came. And when the gifts were given to the baby Jesus. You know, the Japanese have a way of doing things. They have the same date as we have, it's 2026. But they also have another calendar that goes by who was emperor. And when the emperor starts to rule, it's day one. So Hirohito, who was before this new emperor, he had over 60 years as emperor. So the year was 60, over 60. And in 2019, he retired, and Naruhito became the new emperor, 2019. So one of the calendars of Japan, it's seven years, you know, the year is seven. Well, we have the year 2026, you know why? Because when Jesus was born and lived and did his ministry, it changed everything. In fact, a wonderful biblical expositor, William Barclay, put it this way. He said, even the calendar tells us that with the birth of Jesus Christ, his story started all, history started all over again. This is the year of our Lord 2026, and we celebrate the baby Jesus. That's why January is a good time to focus on John's prologue. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The darkness did not overcome. You know, sometimes I think we feel it's hopeless. You know, there's wars, rumors of wars, and things happen, and blah, 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 and it's just, it's so dark out there. We come to church, we get inspiration, but then we go back out. But this is lasting. It's saying the light from Jesus Christ, he's the light. The darkness is there. The darkness might fight against it, but the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness eventually will be let go when the light will fill the world. This is the good news. The light John is describing is Christ. Christ came into the dark world with a light that no one and no thing can extinguish. Even though sometimes evidence is the contrary, our faith tells us the light is there. So that gives us hope. Hope when we have struggles, when we have diseases, when there is death, and where things seem to be going to not heaven, but the opposite place in the handbag. We have hope. The light will not be extinguished. And this is built on more than human ingenuity, more than human politics, more than our financial security or the stock market. This is built on the baby Jesus, who just happens to be God. Think about it. God with flesh on. God in diapers. God with 10 little fingers and 10 little toes. God who needed to be nursed at his mother's breast. God who filled his diapers. God who burped. And I don't care what the wonderful hymn Away in the Manger says, no crying he makes. The baby Jesus cried a lot, no doubt about it, because he was just like us in every way. Except, what was the difference? He was tempted like us in every way, but he did not sin. He kept in constant communication through prayer, through the word, through action, through meditation with his heavenly Abba, his Father. He is with us. And because he is one of us, he saves us and shows us the way. On the cross, he took all of our sins, all of our influenza, all of our mistakes, and all of our regrets, and all of our dark side upon himself. He's innocent, but he did. And he gave us forgiveness, grace upon grace, light, love. As we turn always back to the baby Jesus, we receive this. We are empowered to be children of God. It's kind of like I read about this Jewish story about a king who had a son, the prince. And the king was almost in despair because his son was nuts. He was kind of mad and crazy. He thought he was a turkey. And the son would naked be naked and go under the table and eat scraps like a turkey pecking there. And the king was beside himself. He got his physicians in there. He got his viziers and his wise people in there. And they showed him, look, they said, Amir, you're human, turkey, difference. Logic didn't do any good. And the son continued to be naked under the table, eat like a turkey, okay? But then one day, a little old stooped-over man came and said to the king, let me help but let me help in my way. The king was at wit's end. He said, anything, anything, please. So the little old man took off his clothes, got under the table, and pretended he was a turkey with the prince. Ah, the prince now had somebody who was a friend, somebody who accepted him just as he was. So he had a buddy. He had another turkey under there. And the old man would do this for a while with him. And then one day, the little old man asked for two pairs of trousers. And the old man put the trousers on, and the prince said, well, what are you doing? The old man said, well, you can be a turkey and still wear trousers. Oh, so the prince put on trousers. A few days later, the king asked for two shirts. He put on a shirt, and the prince said, well, what are you doing? He said, I put on a shirt. You could be a turkey and still wear a shirt. And little by little, the old man didn't question the prince's behavior, but he showed him a different way. And he could still be a turkey if he wants to, but he slowly, more time passed, and the little old man invited the prince to sit at the table with him. And the prince said, what do you mean? What are you doing? He said, you can be a turkey and sit at the table. Oh, okay, well. And gradually, the prince learned how to be a prince and forgot all about this nonsense about being a turkey. Jesus came unto his own. His own did not receive him. But as many who received him, he gave power to become children of God. That's who you are. That's who I am. Like the prince. He didn't know he was a prince, then he found out he was a prince. We're children of God, given power from above, because our Lord Jesus showed us the way. He saved us, and he shows us. He does both, all at once. You know, that's part of the good news we have for this second Sunday of Christmas, this New Year's. God's love was born into the world to us in this baby Jesus. This can be year one of a new reality for us to live more consciously as children of God, be open to God, trusting in God, receiving the power from on high, the grace upon grace. And this could be year one. This could be year one of taking all of our hopes, all of our dreams, and placing them on Jesus, and knowing Jesus' power in our lives to heal, to strengthen, to empower, to have us be open to the person that doesn't know this good news, the person who may be sick, who may be confused, who may feel unloved. And because of the power we have, we can let our egos go, and we can enter into their world and understand them. Not selling out to them, but to understand them, because we are empowered by Jesus, the light that has come into the world, the light that is among us, the light that is next to us, the light that is in us, and the light that we can let flow through us to others. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.